Anchorage, WMAL, Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News.
Hunting for a motive, film mogul fired. I'm Elliot Francis. It's been a week since that deadly shooting in Las Vegas, and police still have no motive. Jim Roop reports.
We all want answers.
And no one more than law enforcement, says Clark County Undersheriff Kevin McMahill. More than 1,000 leads have been followed. And as McMahill says, everything else about the shooter.
From birth to death.
Even the note found in the shooter's hotel room with numbers on it. If that's found to be trajectory calculations, for example, still doesn't speak to motive. Unless something can be found in his internet searching or a note by him or someone who can tell investigators what he told them about why, a motive may never be found. I'm Jim Roop.
Hollywood film mogul Harvey Weinstein has been terminated from the movie company he co-founded. Senior media correspondent Brian Stelter says more sexual harassment allegations may surface.
We're in the middle of a profound cultural shift in this country, whether it's involving Bill Cosby or Bill O'Reilly or Roger Ailes or Donald Trump, and now Harvey Weinstein. We are seeing these men who were thought of as unreachable, too powerful to ever be talked about in this way, to ever have their skeletons explored. It's changing now. I don't think we're at the end of this shift.
Vice President Mike Pence left the 49ers-Colts game Sunday after a dozen San Francisco players took a knee during the national anthem. Marlis Majerus tells more.
The former Indiana governor flew in so he could watch Peyton Manning's jersey retirement ceremony, but didn't stick around long. Pence said on Twitter, "I left today's Colts game because at POTUS and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem." The White House also issued a statement from Pence in which he says, Americans should rally around the flag. Pence said, quote, I don't think it's too much to ask NFL players to respect the flag and our national anthem. I'm Marlis Majerus.
Later, 49ers safety Eric Reed said Pence's departure looked like a PR stunt since the VP staff was told early that Pence would not be staying long at that game. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The Tiki Torch has made a comeback in Charlottesville Saturday night as several dozen people joined white supremacist Richard Spencer for what he called a flash mob, a reminder that groups like his are not going away.
We care about who we are, not just as Virginians, not just as Southerners, but as white people in this country and white people around the world.
A new analysis of the much larger rally in August that erupted in violence in Charlottesville shows that people from 35 states attended that event, speaking to the ability of the alt-right to mobilize its followers. Vice President Mike Pence will campaign for GOP gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie at a rally in Abington, Virginia this weekend, that according to a Gillespie spokesman. Gillespie will face Democrat Ralph Northam in the November 7th election. Pence canceled a scheduled trip to Richmond in August in order to focus on White House strategy at that time on Asia. The slow recovery continues for an Anne Arundel County woman who was shot in the face during last weekend's massacre in Las Vegas. 27-year-old Tina Frost, who lost an eye in the attack, remains in a coma, but she's now able to breathe without a ventilator and is no longer requiring a brain pressure monitor. The future, however, remains a mystery.
The days are endless because you're literally just sitting there waiting.
Amy Klingler is a family friend who set up the GoFundMe page that's already raised more than $465,000 for Tina. Our recent hot and dry weather has not felt like fall, but you won't hear local winemakers complaining.
It's one of the better years.
Katie D'Souza with Castanol Vineyards in Leesburg says that's despite some challenges earlier in the year. Frost in the spring, rain for part of the summer, but it wrapped up just in time.
We had a pretty good month, 3 to 4 weeks of straight ripening temperatures.
She says they've been spending the holiday weekend harvesting as much as possible, weather permitting. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,773, the NASDAQ at 6590. In sports, the Red Sox and Yankees both stave off elimination with wins in the American League playoffs. Football, the Ravens beat the Raiders. NFC East, the Eagles win, the Cowboys and Giants lose. Sunday night football, the Chiefs remain unbeaten with a win over the Texans. WMAL News Times 504 up next, traffic and weather, then mornings on the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
505 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Nice and quiet around the region. The Beltway off to a good start. No road work problem here as you head past Old Georgetown Road. Same with 270 out of the Frederick area and down through to the Capitol Beltway. So some good news there. Crews are still working on some down wires heading through the district in the stretch of Minnesota Avenue, right between G Street and Randall Circle. That's still shut down. We have wires down as a result of an earlier incident. For 295, no problems. If you're coming south off of both 50 B-Dub down toward the 11th Street Bridge and the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remnants from Nate. Rolling through this morning. Rain steady to heavy at times, tapering off to showers later this morning into the afternoon. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms. Mild and humid and breezy, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 75 in Dumfries, 74 in Kensington, 76 at Reagan National. Las Vegas police describe storming the gunman's hotel suite. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
And good morning to you. Happy Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies. Vince, are you ready for this show? At 7.05, Joe DeGeneva is going to kick it off for us. At 7.35, Cindy Boren from The Washington Post, she's a sports reporter, will join us. At 8.05, from The Daily Signal, Jarrett Stepman. At 8.15, the White House reporter for The Daily Mail, Francesca Chambers, will be joining us. And at 8.35, the RNC spokesperson, Kayla McEnany, will be joining us. Kaylee McEnany will be joining us. So it's packed. It's just a packed show. Vince, how you doing?
I'm excellent, Mary. Good. How are you?
Good. It's Monday morning, hanging in there, you know, starting off the week.
Hanging in there. Come on. Let's get shot out of a cannon this morning. There's a lot going on this morning, certainly with the President of the United States. But I want to start with the Vice President of the United States today, Mike Pence, who went to that Indianapolis Colts San Francisco 49ers game yesterday at Lucas Oil Stadium. Proud to attend it, being an Indiana guy. Going there in order to honor the retirement of Peyton Manning's jersey. It was going to be a big day. But then it got off with, you know, a rough start. 23 49ers players take a knee during the national anthem. And you've got Mike Pence and his wife Karen standing there up in the box attending the game, hand over their hearts, honoring the national anthem, and then they leave. They headed out of the stadium after the national anthem was over, and apparently, according to all available statements, it was because these guys all took a knee on the anthem. Listen to this. This is a statement by the vice president released after he left the Colts game yesterday. And it says the following. Even the headline of the statement released by the White House says, statement by Vice President Mike Pence on leaving Colts game after players disrespect flag and national anthem. So pretty clear what the White House thought this was about. They said the following. I left today's Colts game because President Trump and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flags, or our national anthem. At a time when so many Americans are inspiring our nation with their courage, resolve, and resilience, now more than ever, we should rally around our flag and everything that unites us. While everyone is entitled to their own opinions, I don't think it's too much to ask NFL players to respect the flag and our national anthem. I stand with President Trump, I stand with our soldiers, and I will always stand for our flag and our national anthem. So Mike Pence making very clear what his position is on this. Wasn't too long after, though, the President of the United States followed up. He tweeted the following. I asked VP Pence to leave stadium if any players kneeled, disrespecting our country. I'm proud of him and Second Lady Karen. Okay, so that's all well and good. You've got a situation here where Vice President Mike Pence leaves all of this. But then the media reaction came in fast and furious. I'll throw it to Brian Stelter now to give you a characterization of where they were.
Pence and his team heading to the game today, they had to have known there was going to be kneeling. His statement almost seems written ahead of time. It seems like this was a, it seems like it was a staged moment for Pence to walk out, to make a statement about this.
Thanks, Brian. So they're saying this was a staged moment, that this was a setup. This was all one big charade. He's not the only one to say this. You have David Fahrenthold from The Washington Post saying, has anyone done a full accounting of how much money this cost taxpayers in flights, security, local transportation? Jake Tapper sent out a series of tweets pointing out the vice president's very tight schedule and making it pretty by inference, suggesting that this was all a stunt, of course. And then you had Eric Reed, who is a player for the 49ers. He's a safety, I believe. And he reacted to this by saying the vice president's visit was a PR stunt. My honest reaction, does anybody know the last time he's been to a football game? He said. With that being said, he tweeted out a 3-year-old photo of him at a Colts game. So with the information I have, the last time he was at a Colts game was 3 years ago. So this looks like a PR stunt to me. Did it look like a PR stunt to you? Was it a valuable exercise for the vice president of the United States to attend this game and to walk out when 23 players of the San Francisco 49ers decided not to stand for the national anthem, but instead to kneel? Was this what you wanted to see your vice president do? Or was this a PR stunt, one that you thought was a waste of taxpayer money? Are you going with the media here on this? I want to get your reaction this morning. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
All right. Gosh, I can see both sides to this one. Listen, he went to go see a home team, right? Went to go see a game. The vice president has the right to go do that, right? Absolutely. But does anybody really think that they didn't expect any players to kneel, number one? And does anybody really think he wasn't going to leave if they kneeled? We all knew this was going to happen, right? So, yeah, I get it. I think they went to this game knowing ahead of time that, all right, we're going to go to the game, but if any players kneel, we're leaving. They knew players were going to kneel. Everybody knew players were going to kneel. So we all know how this was going to play out. We knew how the Pence's afternoon was going to go. So I kind of, which really frightens me and maybe I need to reevaluate, but I kind of agree. I don't think it was a stunt, but I do think that we knew the outcome before they even left to go to the game. Now, is this a waste of taxpayer money? I find it, again, hilarious, as I say this more and more, that the Democrats are suddenly fiscally responsible. That I find interesting.
Like all over the place.
All of a sudden, the Democrats care about spending taxpayer money. So that part of it I do find a tad disingenuous on their part. But I can't sit here and say, no, they had no idea that players were going to kneel and he had no idea that he would walk out. Come on. They knew. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, clearly this is a conversation that he had with the president ahead of time. What do we do if these players kneel?
Right.
Let's go to Joe, who's in D.C., and kick us off this morning. Good morning, Joe. What do you think about this?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Excellent, sir.
Well, first of all, the president and the vice president have a budget to travel and attend different events. So, to say that he hasn't been to a football game in 3 years is ridiculous because, let's face it, the man's not going to be able to go to every game, and he does have a pressing schedule. And for him to find time to go honor Peyton Manning in the NFL on a retirement on such a successful career,
yes,
shows a lot of support for the NFL. Second of all, I just can't get past that these guys won't stand for the national anthem. We keep talking about there are other ways to, show your support for things. But for those men to kneel and disrespect that flag of that nature, I got news for you. I've been a football fan since I was a little kid. I haven't watched football since this whole thing has started, and I'm not gonna. Because, let's face it, you disrespect that flag, you're disrespecting the country. Right. And the other thing is, why don't you go to another country and try to do that? I got an idea. let's all go to North Korea and have a football game to disrespect their country and see what happens.
A lot of good points this morning. Joe, thank you very much for getting us started. More from you on this. Do you think the vice president made the right move by walking out? Or do you agree with the press here that this was a PR stunt and a waste of taxpayer money? I'd like to get your reaction to this. And also, I've got more from this safety, Eric Reed. You should hear what he said about Mike Pence and systemic oppression. This, you're going to love this. Coming up in a second, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It's 515 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and we say good morning to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Let's get you in on 66, which is a pretty easy ride right now to Gainesville, continuing beyond the Beltway into Falls Church. No problems, 95, 395. Now, in Southeast, we do have an area which is closed because of some wires down, so Minnesota Avenue commuters right near Randall Circle. That's shut down between Randall Circle and G Street. Again, wire repairs have been underway for a couple hours now. Metro Rail is operating. They opened at 5 o'clock this morning, operating on a Saturday schedule, which means trains every 12 minutes, and they're operating on weekend fares as well. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com with WMAL weather channel forecast.
Today, you're going to start your day with clouds and rain that'll taper off this morning. Then there's a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Thunder possible, high of 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, low around 70. And then tomorrow, sunshine with a mix of clouds, high near 85. Currently in our nation's capital, it's a very patriotic 76 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account wherever you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
Last time he's been to a Colts game was 3 years ago. So this looks like a PR stunt to me. He knew our team has had the most players protest. He knew that we were probably going to do it again. And so this is what systemic oppression looks like.
That was Eric Reed, a safety for the 49ers, saying this is what systemic oppression looks like. He went on to say this: a man with power comes to the game, tweets a couple of things out, and leaves the game with an attempt to thwart our efforts. Based on the information I have, that's the assumption I've made. That's systemic oppression, Mary.
There's just so much wrong with that, and it so just doesn't make any sense. I can't. Go ahead. I just can't. It's too early. I can't.
Andrew from Manassas, you're up next year on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Andrew.
I'm glad that he left. I hope more people do it. Any, celebrity or any other politicians that go to a game, they see players kneeling like that, I hope they leave. I'm a disabled veteran, and I will continue to say this to the day that I die. These players are overpaid prima donna punks, have no idea what service and service to country is. And they have absolutely no idea what that means to people who serve their country, like military members and veterans. And what that flag represents, what our national anthem represents, and what we fight for. No idea.
Thank you, Andrew. Good points this morning. I'm amazed here. Not amazed, but I'm of note here is that if you're going to call this a PR stunt, if you're going to say that this is a big waste of taxpayer money, what you're really saying is that you think it was a frivolous exercise, that what the Vice President of the United States did was an unimportant moment. And I'm just not buying that, because just as important to the United States as any policy that the president comes up with or any legislation that works its way through the Congress is setting the cultural standard. Being able to acknowledge and to respect and to explain forcefully why it's important to be patriotic and the American flag and our troops, being able to navigate all of those things, I kind of think this is an important message. Now, of course, if you're the vice president, if you're the president of the United States, you're going to know there's going to be blowback from people who disagree with you. But they're making, I think, a very forceful statement. So, Mary, you're right. They had every reason to expect that these 49ers, who, by the way, have been kneeling week after week after week. By the way, they're facing off against the Redskins this coming week at home here in Washington, and we expect that they'll probably kneel again. But that these 49ers keep doing this, so Mike Pence had a reasonable expectation that they would. This was his opportunity to send a message that that's not the kind of thing he'll tolerate in her stomach.
You know what? The same people who are upset that Vice President Pence walked out of this game are the same people who applauded him being lectured in the middle of a Broadway musical.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They supported that and thought it was totally fine. And that wasn't oppression. That was not systemic oppression. He had to sit there in the middle of a Broadway musical and be lectured by an actor from the stage. And they're outraged that he walked out, quietly walked out of the game. He didn't lecture anybody, right? He just got up and walked out.
No, he didn't walk out when the thespians went off on him. Let's go to Laurie in Stafford. Good morning, Laurie. What do you think?
Hi. Hey, I'm going to lose you in a couple of minutes because I'm on back roads, so I'm going to make this kind of quick.
Great.
So what if it's a PR stunt? I mean, isn't that what the football players are doing? It's a huge PR stunt. They follow Colin, whatever his name is, and it's a huge PR stunt. So for the vice president and president to make a statement of their own, very cool. I'm all for it. And maybe people will start following their lead, just like people have followed Colin's lead.
So you think that the vice president here was sending an important statement, one that needed to be heard?
I certainly do. Yep, I certainly do. And I who cares if it's a PR stunt? Best spent money, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, it certainly gave him a rationale to duck out of a game early. You ever go to a football game like this and you're like, God, I spent a couple $100 on the seats or whatever, and about the third quarter rolls around, it's pretty clear that the game is not going the direction you want it to, and you turn to your friends and you're like, how do I gracefully get out of here without them being offended?
Football, so.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Laurie. So, the vice president sending a statement. But also, here's the other thing. How often does the president or the vice president stay for all four quarters of an NFL football game? they usually can make it for a couple minutes, and then they've got to go anyway.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it would. Well, unless the nachos are really, really good. Remember Chris Christie cradling those nachos? Those nachos are good sometimes at those games.
I've never seen love like I saw in those photos. So we'll keep tracking this, and we'll take more from you when we return here.
522 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You're congested. You have difficulty breathing through your nose. You have pressure and pain above your eyes, below your eyes, and it's been going on for years. You've gone to the doctor, been to urgent care, and it's always the same thing, right? Antibiotics and nasal sprays. You may suffer from chronic sinus infections. You're stuck and tired of just treating the symptoms. The good news? There are thousands of people who've suffered just like you, but now their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of the Sinus Institute of Northern Virginia, called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with the congestion, the pain, the sinus infections. Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call and set an appointment today with the Sinus Institute of Northern Virginia. Call 703-258-7377. 703-258-7377. That's 703-258-7377.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
It's 525, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go around the region. Beltway starts off great. No problems on 270. That's fantastic, too. Southeast D.C., Minnesota Avenue closed between Randall Circle and G Street. That's due to wires down. Pole came down, so a lot going on there. Metro Rail operating on a Saturday weekend schedule. That means trains every 12 minutes off peak fares, which is good. Reversible roads, just a reminder, this is always a little tricky when you have a weekday, but a holiday. Reversible roads such as Rock Creek Parkway and Canal Road will carry two-way traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remnants from Nate rolling through this morning. Rain steady to heavy at times, tapering off to showers later this morning into the afternoon. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms. Mild and humid and breezy, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
The NFL Players Association responding to Mike Pence leaving the game yesterday, the Indianapolis Colts game, saying it's a source of enormous pride that some of the best conversations about these issues have taken place in our locker rooms in a respectful, civil, and thoughtful way that should serve as a model for how all of us can communicate with each other. We should not stifle these discussions and cannot allow our rights to become subservient to the very opinions our Constitution protects. That is what makes us the land of the free and the home of the brave. Mary, this is a civil rights exercise. This is one where they're getting to demonstrate that free speech is preeminent no matter what. But I think they can still be fired, right?
Yeah, because from what I don't know, maybe we just work in a weird place, but we have the right to free speech. But
we're encouraged to do that,
right?
To a point, Mary.
Thank you. There you go. And that's the asterisk at the end of the sentence. To a point. How many people are in professions? Teachers. You can't say whatever you want during the course of a day in a classroom if you're a teacher.
No.
You can try, and there's probably repercussions.
There might be parents on the other end of that equation. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but even you know what? And I'll tell you, even on their own time, a lot of times parents and police officer, I mean, excuse me, teachers and police officers don't get to post whatever they want on social media or say whatever they want. You have the right to free speech, but there are also sometimes consequences.
How about the guys who protect the First Amendment? The military, they can't go express political opinions in public. They've got a job to do, and they're the very ones who are protecting our right to have that free speech. By the way, I will be going to the 49ers Redskins game this weekend here at FedEx Field, so I'll get a chance to see those players taking a knee, I think. We'll see. We imagine the 49ers will continue to do that.
Are you going to leave?
Am I going to leave? No, probably not. Mostly because it is a hassle. I don't have Air Force Two to get me out of there. So I'm going to the game. And by the way, if you want to pay attention to the Redskins 49ers and don't want to see a bunch of 49ers players kneeling, listen to it on the radio. Larry Michael will have the coverage for us at 1 o'clock on Sunday. All ahead on WMAL.
528.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
And coming up on WMAL, well, there's more on the Harvey Weinstein gate. It looks like he's out of job. And also, President Trump may be hitting the EO, the executive orders on health insurance to get some things done that the Republicans cannot do. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. President Trump has issued a new list of demands that he wants executed in exchange for allowing hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants to remain in the U.S. The president sent a letter to Congress Sunday calling for an overhaul of the nation's green card system, a crackdown on allowing unaccompanied minors into the country, and funding for the wall along the Mexico border. Democrats have already said many of those demands are off the table. 1 week after the shootings in Las Vegas, in a clear motive by gunman Stephen Paddock still eludes police.
Within 12 minutes, four Las Vegas police officers were closing in on the killer's hotel room, including Sergeant Joshua Bitsko.
I could smell the gunpowder that had went off in the room. So we were tripping over long guns inside.
Appearing on CBS's 60 Minutes, the officers say Paddock was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He killed 58 and injured hundreds of others. Las Vegas honored the heroes and victims by dimming its lights for 11 minutes Sunday night. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A man who made his name in Hollywood by collecting Oscars is now only collecting pink slips. Film producer Harvey Weinstein's been fired by the company that bears his name, ousted by the company's board 3 days after the New York Times detailed decades of sexual harassment complaints against him. Weinstein apologized for his behavior, but it wasn't enough. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 22,773, the Nasdaq at 6,590. In sports, sponsored by George Washington University Hospital, the Nats try for a 2-1 lead in their series with the Cubs, and Mad Max will be on the mound after a hamstring injury delayed his postseason debut.
By pitching game three, that gives us a couple extra days to build extra strength, which I needed, and also provides the possibility that you could be in relief for game five.
First pitch at 4 p.m. at Wrigley. The Red Sox and Yankees both stay alive with wins in the American League playoffs. In football, the Ravens beat the Raiders. Sunday night, the Chiefs beat the Texans. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you've heard me talk about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams, and how they've helped thousands of families sell their homes all across this area. I want to tell you about a seller I know who didn't call Sarah and Debbie, and now this seller is regretting that their house didn't sell for almost a year after being listed with another realtor. They should have called Sarah and Debbie. I told them, selling your home is a big deal, and you need pros like Sarah and Debbie. It's a fact. Sarah and Debbie's proprietary systems that no other agent has access to is proven to get home sellers more money and sell homes faster than anything known in the real estate industry. Get this, Sarah and Debbie are so confident that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. It's never too late to give Sarah and Debbie a call. Call 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call today, 844-344-SOLD. So have you ever heard of a business that considers you a client for life, even after you no longer need to pay for their services? Well, with EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's exactly what you can expect. Larry O'Connor here, and once you hit your ideal body comp numbers, your empowered weight, you can go back for free forever. One of the hardest parts of weight loss is keeping the weight off for life. There are tons of companies to help you lose weight, but they don't give you the tools to stay on track once you complete their plan. With EMP 180 Weight Loss, you can continue to get your body comp measured, to ask questions, and to feel supported because they'll never abandon you. Now that I've lost the weight, I now look to the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss to get nutritional advice when I'm training for a race. I can pick up the phone or pop in. Their advice and support has been invaluable. They are the standard of weight loss in the D.C. area. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Cancer Center, developing new methods for cancer treatment and care. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
535 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a good start here, Virginia. Interstate 95, 395, and 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges in town look good. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, no troubles. In Southeast D.C., earlier crash brought down a utility pole and wires, and we have a closure on Minnesota Avenue. That's closed right in the stretch of Randall Circle down toward G Street. They have that closed in each direction. A reminder, too, for Metro Rail, they're operating on a weekend schedule. Off-peak fares, trains every 12 minutes, and reversible roads will carry two-way traffic today. Those roads such as Rock Creek Parkway and Canal Road, just a reminder there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain this morning. Rain does taper off. Mid to late morning, the rain should start tapering off, maybe a little bit earlier. And chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Breezy, warm, humid, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 74 in Springfield, 73 in Gaithersburg, 76 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Okay, good morning. 537 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 705 this morning, Joe DiGenova will join us, as he often does. He'll break down all the legal news for us. And then 735 this morning, we'll be joined by Cindy Boren. She's a sports reporter for the Washington Post. It's interesting, the confluence of politics and sports never been stronger, so it'll be nice to have a sports reporter to talk to us. A lot going on there. 805, Jared Stepman from the Daily Signal, followed by Francesca Chambers at 815 from the Daily Mail. And then at 835, Kaylee McEnany, the RNC spokeswoman, will join us. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mom. Vince Gaunes with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Well, today is a good day to wake up and realize you're not Harvey Weinstein. Poor Harvey's got a lot of problems here. A lot of them apparently poor brought Harvey. On by himself. Poor Harvey. He took a voluntary leave. So you know there's all these allegations of sexual abuse and improper behavior over decades. And Rose McGowan actually came out and tweeted something about this. But there are not a whole lot of women in Hollywood who have come out and publicly said anything. The Winona Ashley Judd started this. She came out, but she came out after she was asked about it, after these allegations came out. And then, as I said, Rose McGowan came out. He voluntarily took a leave of absence on Thursday. Now, thinking, well, maybe that'll stem the tide here. It did not stem the tide. Since the publication of the New York Times story, four board members, Mark Lazary, Paul Tudor Jones, Dirk Ziff, and Tim Sarnoff, resigned. His legal advisors, Lisa Bloom and Lanny Davis. Remember Lanny Davis? Remember that name?
Of course.
Lanny Davis. They have now also resigned. And it was weird. We all said, Lisa Bloom, her mom is Gloria Allred. So it was kind of weird that she was representing
not that
Harvey
weird.
Weinstein. It was kind of odd.
That seemed like the perfect reason to have Lisa Bloom on your staff. Pay her a lot of money. Get her to blunt this criticism. They're supposed to be fierce defenders of women's rights. If you can bring somebody in who can represent you who seems like she's the fiercest defender of women's rights, then it kind of blunts the concern that you are a big sexual harasser, right? And by the way, you would think that hiring Lisa Bloom would get you the package deal. By hiring Lisa Bloom, you don't get Gloria Allred attacking you, or so he thought.
Well, Gloria Allred came out and put out a statement that said, had I been asked by Mr. Weinstein to represent him, I would have declined, because I do not represent individuals accused of sex harassment. And she told Vanity Fair about her daughter. She's a very good attorney, and I do not in any way criticize her decision to represent Mr. Weinstein. So basically, I wouldn't have done it. But I do not criticize my, this is what my daughter wants to do. That's fine. So he's lost his legal representation, and the board, three people from the board, four members of the board, stepped down. So he has also said now that he is going to sue the New York Times. That's the other thing. He says he's suing the New York Times. Well, over the weekend, yesterday, it was, and we saw it this morning, he has now been fired from the Weinstein Company, the company that bears his name. He has now been fired. His brother, Bob, is now directing the company. He's a co-chair. And with David Glasser, those two are going to run it for now. The role of CEO is expected to be named shortly. And ABC was reporting this morning that they're going to change the name of the company. It's not going to be the Weinstein Company anymore. So there's clearly a lot of fire where this smoke is. And do you think, I mean, to go through and fire him and change the name of the company, even though he hasn't been found guilty of anything? I mean, has he been found guilty?
They're trying to wash this as much as possible. And, you know, you mentioned that much of Hollywood has been silent. And that, of course, is the case here, that much of Hollywood has remained silent. There are some exceptions, Mark Ruffalo among them. Stephanie Mikus, Aparna Nancheria, Jake Tapper has mentioned some of this, Amber Tamblyn, Brie Larson, Judd Apatow, Rose McGowan, Lena Dunham. There are people that are speaking out about it. You know, I just want to mention one thing that I find so amazing about all of this. First of all, in the New York Times piece, when they originally came out with all these allegations against Harvey Weinstein and the fact that he had all these sexual harassment settlement suits, the numbers that Harvey Weinstein was paying to settle these sexual harassment lawsuits were like $100,000 a piece. Whereas when you had allegations made against people at Fox, specifically Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly, those settlements were in the millions, the many millions, which is a huge contrast here. The other is that Fox became the subject of a lot of these allegations, and it almost seemed like the media reacted with glee to litigating allegations against anybody at Fox News. Yet, Harvey Weinstein, it's been the slowest rollout since that New York Times piece of anybody even criticizing. The list of celebrities I read to you is not chock full of A-listers. I mean, it's a hodgepodge of people making criticisms. And the other thing is, what about the rest of the industry? Are we to believe that Harvey Weinstein's the only Hollywood producer who's ever acted this way? That the casting couch is not a cliche because it's a real thing? That you have media companies, to include news organizations, that don't have these types of problems elsewhere? Are we to believe that? I don't think I'm anywhere near ready to believe that. If this is the beginning of a positive movement in the country, one that begins to actually go after these guys who are in positions of power, who are sexually harassing women, it might be a good trend. Let's see if they can actually live up to it, though.
Well, we're going
to
talk about this more with Kayleigh McEnany, the RNC spokesperson. I also want to talk a little bit more with her about allegations that the New York Times killed this story in 2004. So we'll talk about that as well. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The 340th Expeditionary Air Refueling Squadron, or EERS, provide agile, effective air refueling for joint, coalition, and NATO partner aircraft. Comprised of active duty, guard, and reserve aircrew service members, the team's goal is to extend missions and prolong air superiority. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, asking you to join the rent-a-state revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent-a-state with Renter's Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's fast. It only takes a few weeks for Renter's Warehouse to find you quality, employed, and responsible renters who will care for your home just like you. There's a warranty. Renter's Warehouse will warranty every single tenant they place. That's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renter's Warehouse advisor now at 202-897-2822 to learn more about the rent-a-state revolution and ask for a free book. Or just go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com. 202-897-2822.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Georgetown Pike. If you're coming inbound, eastbound Georgetown Pike prior to the Beltway, when you head up towards Swinks Mill Road, that's where we have a crash and traffic was being alternated one lane at a time. It's only one lane each direction there, and they may need to stop traffic too to get a tow truck in there. So again, Georgetown Pike right near Swinks Mill Road for a bit of activity. And reminder again, just need some extra time just with the rain and the road spray, wet pavement this morning. Haven't had rain for a while. Around the Beltway, we're looking good. No problems to report through Annandale, Tysons, northbound side, George Washington Parkway near the Beltway crash reported. Maryland Beltway looks good. And in southeast D.C., Minnesota Avenue still remains closed between Randall Circle and G Street. Accident brought down a utility pole and wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances 100% this morning. Rain tapers off to showers, though, mid to late morning, maybe a little bit sooner. It'll end southwest to northeast. Remnant moisture from what was once hurricane Nate rolling through, and then we'll have isolated showers and thunderstorms late morning into the afternoon. Warm, breezy, humid, 84 degrees. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight, still warm, 70. Clouds and sunshine, dry and warm tomorrow, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is President Trump's favorite temperature, 76 patriotic degrees at 547 on WMAL.
I wonder if that is his favorite. Probably.
Probably is. You know that, and I love it. Speaking of President Trump, his administration announced Friday that it's going to provide employers with religious or moral objections to providing birth control to their employees. They don't have to provide it on the health care, on their health insurance. Now, they're going to get that religious exemption. Remember the Little Sisters of the Poor in the Rose Garden with the president?
That nuns can't be forced to buy birth control?
Yeah.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Doesn't it? I think it seems reasonable for us not to have to purchase a lot of things that we're currently forced to purchase in our health insurance. For instance, why do I have to carry pediatric care? Because President Obama said without it, it's a substandard plan.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, why do I have to carry pediatric?
I feel like this at least puts the power back in the hands of the people a little bit. It's not the government's job to tell you what to buy. It's the people's job to decide what they'd like.
The administration's exemption includes any nonprofit organization that have a religious or moral objection to providing contraception. The new rule takes effect immediately, and in addition to nonprofits, the rule applies to for-profit entities that are publicly traded, like colleges, universities, and health insurance companies. So remember the Hobby Lobby case. So they would be, even though they are a for-profit company.
Right.
And Catholic colleges and universities, or any religious college, not just Catholic colleges and universities, there's Christians ones, there's Jewish ones, they also would be exempt if they don't want to have
right,
to
both,
do this.
Both religious and moral exemptions now.
Exactly. And they do not, employers with objections to the Obamacare requirement no longer have to follow the mandate. They're not required to report this change to the federal government. They only have to notify their employees. So getting rid of the paperwork.
You remember Democrats on the healthcare debate have always said, like, being a woman is not a pre-existing condition. It shouldn't be considered a pre-existing condition. Well, how come removing mandatory birth control from the health plan, you're now reacting like every woman's going to die? Like, it's just like, it's so over the top. If it's not a pre-existing condition, why are we all of a sudden, like, interested in mandating birth control? Because, oh, all these women have this pre-existing condition where they have to take birth control. What? No. Nay. Nay, I say.
There, look at you getting all technical. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops applauded that this decision to roll back the mandated birth control requirements. Don't think that is a surprise. President Trump this week is set to sign an executive order that will start lifting some other insurance rules because, look, We had Congress couldn't get anything done, so the president said, I'm going to do this. The order is aimed at expanding insurance options for us. You talk about more choice, Vince. For people who buy coverage on their own or they work for a small employer. And it would also include broad instructions for agencies to explore ways to loosen regulations, lower premiums. One of these is to be able to buy insurance across state lines. So you would be able to form groups and buy in bulk, just like you, like large employers can do.
Right.
Be able to buy a across state lines. He's ordering the Departments of Health and Human Services, Labor, and Treasury to take steps to make it easier for us to band together and buy insurance through associated health plans.
I'm eager to see how this one works, because it seems like if it would work, that he would have done it kind of early on. I expect this is where you're going to see legal challenges that try and stop him from being able to use that executive order to allow people to buy, you know, health insurance across state lines.
Well, that's because the insurance companies are afraid that by being able to do that, that it would stick them with the sicker and older people, because they have to take them, right? And it would peel off the younger individuals who just want, you know, they just want maybe catastrophic care, right. something along those lines.
Anything that makes the market more competitive is going to drive prices down, and, mm-hmm. and you'll see some resistance for that.
Yeah. It would expand health reimbursement accounts, which are employer-funded arrangements that employees can use to pay out-of-pocket medical costs and premiums. So they give you the money to pre-tax dollars, right? Pre-tax. It's like an HSA. And you can use this money then to go buy your insurance, which I think that's wonderful. Instead of being, this is the, it used to be in the old days, you have like three plans you could choose from. Now your employer goes, this is what you're getting, and that's it. By allowing employers to give you pre-tax dollars and allow you to choose the plan that you want to choose, being able to buy across state lines and form these groups, I agree with you. I think it increases competition. I think it's a wonderful thing. We'll see how that works, though. And you're right. I think the insurance companies are going to scream loudly because you're taking away guaranteed income from them and leaving them with some liabilities. And that's not going to make them super duper happy.
Just want to get those premiums and deductibles down. They're out of control.
Yeah. And Joe DeGeneva will be with us to discuss this further at 7:05. It is now 5:51. It's time for El Rushbo.
25-year-old reality winner served in the Air Force for 6 years as a linguist. And then she went to work for a federal contractor connected with the NSA. In May, a day after she started the new job, she's accused of using her top secret clearance to download an NSA analysis of Russian attempts to influence the election. She mailed it to a left-wing online publication called The Intercept. She was arrested. She was charged with violating the Federal Espionage Act. This week, she was denied bond for the second time by U.S. Magistrate Court Judge Brian Epps. The judge found that reality winner acted with premeditation. Before leaving the Air Force, she had researched what could happen if a thumb drive was inserted into a top-secret computer and how to anonymously send information to drive-by media outlets. Judge Epps also found that reality winner wasn't joking, as she claimed she was, when she expressed hatred for America, including wanting to burn the White House down. She was not kidding. He ruled that she presents an ongoing threat to national security and is a flight risk. Now, under Obama, leakers could simply ask for a government-paid sex change operation, mount a left-wing public relations campaign, get out of federal prison with a pardon. Bradley Manning? But times have changed. So for now, reality winner will stay put in a secure lockup until her trial. Sometimes, folks, reality bites, and it can hurt, you know, if it's in the wrong place.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know that unsecure routers may be an easy way for cyber criminals to hack into your home network? Once on your network, they can access connected devices like laptops, smart TVs, and any personal information stored on those devices. That's why Norton, backed by Symantec, is introducing a new secure Wi-Fi router called Norton Core. Norton Core monitors for suspicious activity, isolates threats, and is uniquely designed for stellar speed and coverage. Setup is easy. There's an app that walks you through the steps, provides an overall security score, and recommends how to make your home network more secure. Go to getnortoncore.com and use the code RUSH for $25 towards next day shipping. Nothing can guarantee protection against every cyber threat, but Norton Norton Core can help protect you against cyber criminals trying to hack into your home network. Visit GetNortonCore.com. Use the code RUSH for $25 toward next day shipping. Terms apply.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex Fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we do have one incident Virginia needs to tell you about on the Georgetown Pike near Swinks Mill Road. They have traffic stopped there due to a crash. So normally come in on the Georgetown Pike and think about Old Dominion Drive, even Route 7. That looks good this morning. 66, no early troubles here. Coming out of Gainesville, extending beyond the Beltway and through Falls Church. That looks good. And remember, reversible roads will carry two-way traffic today. It's always a little bit tricky on holidays that happen during the weekday to remember that, but two-way traffic on reversible roads. HOV restrictions lifted on Virginia on 66, 395, so that looks good here. Heading up to the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges into town, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off to showers this morning. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. 84 degrees, very humid for this time of year. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight. Much better tomorrow. Clouds, sunshine, still warm, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Staples.
Staples knows that when the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's time. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print, like buy one HP ink and get the second at 30% off. Ends 10/14. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com for details. Staples, it's
Say,
pro time.
Are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job.
So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hey, Vince, what's coming up on WMAL on this Monday morning?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mary, because the President of the United States has become uncorked. He's going after Bob Corker in a fierce battle of tweets this weekend. We'll give you an update.
And Mike Pence will be stumping in the area for a candidate.